other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Have you ever seen that movie, They Live? Where you put the sunglasses on and you see the real world around you? A caller asked how I woke up. I mean, just studying history a little bit because I found it interesting and looking at what the media was reporting and doing and how human society structure themselves, it's like putting on a pair of sunglasses. You then see the real world. It's just a right underneath the surface. Let's take some more calls. Got an expert on nanotechnology coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to Craig. Craig, where are you calling us from today?
Wisconsin, Alex.
Welcome.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Great. I got a 4-year movies back in December, and I've been making copies up here. It seems Wisconsin's pretty locked down, you know? A lot of people walking with their heads down.
It is, yeah. Wisconsin is in Milwaukee.
Because you don't have a radio station up here. I have to listen to you online. But I'm just, you know, making copies and trying. I give them to some people, and they give them back and say, I didn't have time to watch it. And I go, okay, you know, I'd rather get it back and give it to somebody that might watch it, you know.
Well, I bet they had time to watch the sitcoms.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like they have an idea, but they just don't want to know. They have an idea something's wrong, but they're like,
because they think the world is contained in between their ears.
Yep.
They think what they think and what they do is reality, and that's a fraud, folks.
It's pretty scary. Just the apathy is just unbelievable. I'm a member of Prison Planet TV. I'm really looking forward to your new epic also. I've been waiting since beginning of February, so I can't wait. And I was just going to say, I was trying to find your NPR piece, and I don't know if they ever played it or not. Do you know?
Yeah, they played it all over the country, and I think Paul Watson put a link to it.
Okay, I have to check
it out.
If
you want to hear it, just go to the NPR website and go to On the Media, and it was last weekend's show.
Okay, great. I guess I just have one more question for you. I was just, I read about, Mr. Skolnick had an article on rents about, I don't know, Thompson might have been working on an underground pedophile book or something. There's that, I mean, I don't know if you checked into that. I don't know how real,
Thompson had, Thompson's name had come up in concerning exposing stuff. More than that, his name had come up in conjunction with Bohemian Grove before.
I know, I've read that too. I don't know how true it is, but it seems that he might have been inside and had some really real information that could have come out, you know.
Yeah.
And he didn't get a chance to. And then his wife, of course, said that he was very depressed, and they were talking about when he died, what to do with his money and all that. You know, that sounds pretty fixed, and like she's probably scared to death. Who knows what could really happen to her and the kids, or, you know.
Well, again, for those that don't know, it was in the Toronto Globe and Mail. One of his friends talked to him the night before, and he said, I'm working on a 9/11 story. I think they're going to make it look like a suicide, he said. I know how these bleepers work.
All I can say is, Alex, you're doing a great job, and I really respect and am inspired by your integrity and your love and common sense, actually. It's pretty much common sense. So keep up the good work, and I'll be listening.
Well, thank you. Look, yeah, folks, I mean, you all thank me, and I just really, I don't need the thanks. I need your prayers. But I'm just doing my job here. Real quick, let's go to Jason in Maryland. Jason, go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, Jason.
Yes, I certainly will pray for you. It's something that I'm already doing, so keep your chin up. There's people out here praying for you. I haven't worked in a couple of months. I'm calling to actually ask if you can put me in touch with someone like your last caller who could record some of your videos so that you can get another fire started out here on the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Look, I can make the films. I can tell people they can make copies of them, but I can't. People always, I'm getting a lot of calls. Can you get me in touch with somebody who'll give me your videos free? I can't do that. I mean, I can't like start doing a message service on air. It would become too confusing.
Well, I thank you anyway.
There's a lot of people. You know, out in Maryland, who've got the videos. I mean, find somebody who's got them. And listen, I appreciate your call. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. As much as I can do is so you can make copies. I can't do any more.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into the second hour of global transmission against the worldwide tyranny. We're going to go to our guest here in just a minute or two, Douglas Mulhall, and he, again, has a bio about 1,000 feet long. Douglas Mulhall is a leading nanotechnology journalist and one-time award-winning documentary filmmaker and broadcast executive who has appeared often on national syndicated talk shows, CNN, The New York Times, BBC, Newsweek, and PBS. I've interviewed him. I heard him on Coast to Coast the other night with George Norrie, just amazing information and meshes with all of my research. And he's got some really powerful books and some websites we'll be telling you about as well. He'll be with us until the middle of the next hour, so we'll have plenty of time to take your calls as well. Then in the last half hour, next hour, I'll get more into the Globe and Mail article about Hunter S. Thompson telling reporters, telling friends, they're about to kill me over a 9/11 story I'm about to break and a staged suicide. It's like Princess Diana. They have the letters saying they're going to kill me in a fake auto accident. Charles told me so. And she dies in that very way, and we go, oh, it was an accident. Unbelievable. So more on that coming up. Good news, more states throwing out the Patriot Act. But nanotechnology, why is it so important? Well, I mean, just all of the third and fourth wave kind of merging, the biotech revolution merging with the information technology systems, all of these technologies that have been developed over the last 20 years kind of coming into their own and then integrating. And we have a lot of futurists and scientists and university heads on here, but the reason this is so important is, my friends, the elite want world government, world tyranny, because they're threatened by losing their monopoly of high technology. And the elite wants the life extension technologies for themselves. They've said this. They do not want the $6.5 billion. And by the time it's technologically mass available, 10 billion people, they don't want you having access to it. And so for you to not have access to it, they don't want you to even know about its existence. And so they're kind of creating these higher-level technological spires or technological Mount Olympuses that they build behind a iron curtain of national security. And they say, we've got to have world government in their own policy papers because we cannot allow foreign countries, rogue nations, to get these technologies or they could destroy the planet, which is true. The Air Force admits they've developed antimatter bombs. San Francisco Chronicle, no one seems to report on it, but it's been in a few stories. They've got all sorts of new particle beams. They've got super, 10th generation bioweapons already, stuff that, has 100% kill rates. And it's true, foreign countries could develop this. But instead of making treaties and doing real deals and having them agree to inspections independently, oh no, you look at the globalists, the people saying, give us world government to stop all this, they're the very ones giving nuclear reactors in North Korea and allowing Khan laboratories in Pakistan to develop them. The globalists are actually going to release all of this to bring in their total world tyranny. And it's so they get control of all the life extension technologies, and so they control the revolutions in new energies and new technologies that will totally shatter their monopolies of control. And so that's why you've got this race to tyranny. And so they're able to sell the intellectuals, the intelligentsia, on this tyranny at a high level in the pyramidal structure, not at the highest level, but the very upper rungs, a lot of well-meaning people. Folks with 180 IQs, they say, well, we can't have other countries having this, can we? It's too destructive. Well, we know you've got the mind to be part of this. Join us. Be part of it. It'll go along with world government to save humanity. We can't let this stuff get out of control or it's all over. But then the globalists actually are a bunch of inbred trash who enjoy control, who enjoy domination, who are sadistic, who are social Darwinists, who are actually proliferating this and putting the ingredients for mousepox out on the internet so they can bring in the crisis to then bring in a total tyranny. So that's the bottom line, folks. They're going to have a worldwide monopoly on this stuff to where we don't get access to these incredible healthcare developments, to the clean-burning energy sciences, to all of it. All right, without further ado, that ranting, babbling, run-on sentence has now come to an end. Douglas Mole-Hall, thank you so much for coming on with us, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. You're in Nanoland, by the way, there in Austin. Texas is a big nanotechnology area.
Well, yeah, they had the secret IBM laboratory announce its new superchip a few weeks ago. There's a lot of secret labs in Austin.
Yeah, and there's a lot of not-so-secret ones as well, because most of the universities there. And, it's a good place to start because you mentioned about this struggle over preventing this stuff from breaking out. I think one of the things that we can start by talking about is the fundamental difference between nanotechnology as a technology, what its character is, and the big centralized technologies that we really have had up until now.
Well, before we go any further, tell us a little bit about yourself, your websites, your books.
Well, basically, we have got two books out. The first one is called Our Molecular Future, and the second one is called The Calcium Bomb. And the websites for those are at ourmolecularfuture.com, but the most recent book is at calcify.com. It's calcify.com. And that doesn't just publicize the book, but it also talks about all of the issues that are tied into this. And here's the link between these two books. The reason that we got into this in the first place, basically my co-author and I have been working in the science field. Although I am a science journalist, I have managed scientist for quite some time. I was the head of an institute that was working in the environmental sciences for many years, and my co-author is a biological engineer who has worked on a number of projects around the world directed mostly at clean water. But what we realized, and the reason we wrote this book, is because these new technologies are breaking out at an incredible pace and running ahead of a lot of the conventional technologies.
It's exponential.
Exponential. It's called exponential acceleration. And so our molecular future examines the convergence of these technologies and how we can use those technologies to protect ourselves against some very big natural threats that currently we can't really do that much about and that really pose a risk.
And these changes dwarf the atomic bomb, the theory of relativity, the internal combustion engine. They even dwarf, I would say, the discovery of fire.
Well, the interesting thing is that not only does the technology have the possibility to do that, but it also has the possibility to help us cope with some very big, nasty natural occurrences that until now we really haven't been able to handle. So that's dealt with in our molecular future. But in the second book, which is the calcium bomb, what we looked at was how can these technologies be used right now to bring the broadest possible benefits to the largest possible population so that people can understand that these technologies really can work for them to promote health and longevity. And so we'll be talking about that in a while. But basically, so the first book deals with how we use these technologies to deal with the really big threats, and the next one deals with how we can use these technologies to deal with the really small threats that are inside us biologically.
Okay, for those that don't understand what nanotech is, and I'm just throwing this out there, isn't primitive naturally occurring nanotech, wouldn't you, say akin to that would be crystals or these naturally occurring things that, grow themselves?
Alex, what we're trying to do with nanotechnology is what nature has been doing for more than a billion years. And the beautiful example of this that we brought up originally a few years ago, and a lot of nanotechnologists really didn't like to hear about it because they thought they were inventing something that nature hadn't done, is DNA. DNA actually is an elegant form of nanotechnology because what it does is it does what the nanotechnologists are doing and are also trying to perfect right now.
And now I've seen the shift in the last year, and I had read some of the papers where this was being talked about a long time ago, and you're right. Now they're finally having to admit, literally our cells, these codes off of these basic energy sources keep replicating these incredible self-replicating engines.
Yeah, basically what we have here is tiny molecular-sized engines that have software attached to them that instructs them to make copies of themselves and then build bigger machines that then can build functioning machines. Well, guess what? That's what DNA does, and you know what it builds? It builds us. And so basically what we're trying to do, what nanotechnologists are trying to do, is to emulate that and control it. It's really that basic. And whether it's done with electrical or chemical or mechanical or biological properties, that's basically the aim of the game.
Well, let's shift into the nuclear sciences and the subatomic particles. They are doing superconducting super collider tests that top scientists have told them, and I'm sure you know this, preaching to the choir here, could cause a chain reaction and blow the whole planet up. Well, the same thing goes for nanotech. I mean, all this just out-of-control testing that's being done, they could create something that starts growing in a laboratory and takes over the face of the earth in just a few months.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about that, and the founder of modern nanotechnology, who is really Eric Drexler, who coined this term, gray goo and everything getting out of control and little machines using carbon-based life forms as food, has basically said, if we look at the way that nature works, and even the type of nature that we have fooled around with and made a mess of sometimes.
Nature has built-in defenses.
It has built-in defenses, and that's the argument against the whole thing getting out of control. But we'll get into that after the break.
But you can say nature has built-in defenses against uranium, being purified out of the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, and so what we have to do is, and that's what our books are about.
Stay there.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
We're talking to Douglas Mulhall, leading nanotechnology journalist, and one-time award-winning documentary filmmaker and broadcast executive, who has appeared often on radio and TV and written some amazing books with a scientist and, of course, managed scientific operations. Continuing where you left off, sir.
Well, you know, Alex, let's talk about what it is we're talking about when we say nanotechnology. You know, we gave this example of DNA and nature doing it, but here's the important thing. The reason that nanotechnology has become so important is because particles of things that we see every day, when they get down to the scale of 1 billionth to 100 billionth of a meter, which is a billionth of a meter is a nanometer. When they get down to that level, they take on fundamentally different properties than they do at the macro scale. And I'll give you an example. Gold particles are a million times more luminescent at the nanoscale than they are in regular gold. And that's because these properties, such as electrostatic properties and frictional properties, take over from properties like gravity and all the other things that we're used to dealing with at the human scale. So that is what got scientists so interested. It's these different properties that take over at that level. And so, for example, an application of that would be with a gold nanoparticle, you can actually track it. You can attach it to a cell in the body and track it non-invasively through the body. If it's attached, for example, to a special protein on a cancer cell, that would let you track an individual cancer cell through the body. And if you attach something to kill that cell off, you could kill that cell without nuking the whole body with radiation. So that's what they're actually trying to do right now. And gold nanoshells are being used right now in medicine to do that kind of tracking. So you can see there's a concrete
Well, if it's a million
example.
Times more luminescent, do you mean it's a million times sends off the reflection?
It's a million times brighter, and also it...
Well, then something like that would have the reflective power for heat shielding on spacecraft.
Well, there's all kinds of applications because these materials also... can become super hard when you organize them and combine them and scrunch them together at that
scale. So we're talking about really new elements.
Well, you're talking about the essential creation of new types of materials with new properties and being able to control them. That is the key thing. You know, control them with light or electrical properties, all those types of things. And the other important thing to understand about nanotechnology is that there's really two types. The first type is what we're using right now. It's in the marketplace right now. It's being used in products. And that is basically pushing molecules around in, mostly in two dimensions, sometimes in three dimensions, and, you know, just basically putting them individually together using bigger machines to push smaller things around. So that's the dominant kind of nanotechnology we have today, and compared to what nature does, it's actually quite primitive because nature does it the opposite way. Nature uses a more sophisticated kind of molecular nanotechnology that builds from the bottom up. And what that means is they use the individual molecules and chemical instructions to build themselves into larger machines
from
the bottom up.
And an example is the sperm and egg meat creates a zygote, and 9 months later, you've got a fully formed human being.
Yeah, except the sperm and egg, of course, are zillions of times larger than the nanoparticles that we're talking about. They consist of literally millions and millions of, for example, fragments of DNA, which are operating more at the nanoscale. So a more accurate comparison would be this DNA that uses these individual molecules and these chemical instructions to not only replicate copies of itself, but then to make larger things like organs and things like that. So that is a really beautiful, elegant form of nanotechnology, and we're just trying to replicate it.
And I've been hearing them liken genetic engineering to nanotech, saying, oh, that's how we're going to do it. I see a lot of dangers in that.
Well, you know, that's what we talk about in these books. The fact is that nanotechnology has some characteristics that are going to move the risk evaluation yardsticks off the field. That is to say that current risk evaluation methods don't work on the upside or on the downside. Why? Because unlike, for example, nuclear energy, nanotechnology can be used by very small numbers of people to do very powerful things. And that is what makes it fundamentally different from so many of the technologies that we are using today.
All right. The future is now, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Music. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, and just a correction. I heard Douglas Mulhall on Art Bell's show Saturday night. I was driving home from the office editing, finishing up my new video, and heard him on and did some research on him, and he's the real deal. He's an award-winning documentary filmmaker, journalist, and, of course, been a broadcast executive and appear on CNN, New York Times, BBC, you name it. He's got some best-selling books. He's written with a scientist. He's also managed scientific operations for major institutions. We're honored to have him. He'll be coming back up with us here in just a few minutes. I know we have loaded phone lines, Linda David, Jeremy, Dan, many others. We'll get to your calls, but first we need to talk about the pluses, the attributes of nanotech today. You know, nanotech's like a gun or a computer or a rolling pin. You know, I mean, it's just an object. It can be used for good or bad. So, you know, I'm a supporter of technology, but I'm very concerned about controlling it because of its dangers. But at the same time, we've got the foxes guarding the hen house, a bunch of psychopaths running the global system. And so it doesn't look good to me, but we'll go back to our guest here in one moment. Before I do that, it's basically done. Today I am just watching the film through again and finishing up the credits. It's another epic, my best epic. It's 2 hours, 30-plus minutes long. It's really three films in one. The police state in New York for the RNC, the Soundwave cannons, the press being arrested, I confront Michael Moore about his 9/11 film being a whitewash. Just so much more. That's the first 45 minutes of the film. Then the next hour is 9/11 and the cover-up there and all the latest information and Building 7, and it just goes on and on. Then we get into Skull and Bones. We interview people in the convention. We confront David Gergen, the Karl Rove of four. I say four. It's five administrations. Yeah, Nixon to Clinton. It's just amazing. You absolutely need to get this video. Then we go into Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Thule Society that controls all of it. I mean, really, folks, this gives you the big picture. And there's no other way to boil it down than this. Nazi devil worshippers are creating the Fourth Reich. Okay, it's documented. I'm not kidding. And it's the real deal, and you better get the video. You can watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv. It'll be there first. It's going up tomorrow, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day for monthly subscriptions and yearly subscriptions. We've got monthly and yearly subscriptions. PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, dozens of other films. We've been authorized to post there. My weekly TV show I do that's one best in Austin. Now you can watch it every week there on the site, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we'll put up pre-orders for it tomorrow on the website to get a hard copy of it. And, you know, it'll go to the presses Friday, and then we'll start shipping in about a week and a half. And so you can start ordering as well tomorrow, but you'll have a week or two where you can, as members of PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll be able to watch it right there on the site. So go get your membership today, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or to get any of my films, got a bunch of great deals going on 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, you name it. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And it is now time for you to take action, get the films. And I do authorize you listeners to make copies of my films for nonprofit educational purposes. My goal is to get the information out. All right, going back to our guest, Douglas, I want to get into the pluses and the minuses from your futurist view and all the scientists that you've consulted on this and your scientific background as a scientific journalist. But let's first talk about your websites and the books.
Well, Alex, what we did in this book, The Calcium Bomb, and the website is www.calcify.com, is we wanted to look, based on our experience with the earlier book, at what was the broadest possible benefit that was accruing right now to the most people, to at least give everybody some indication that these technologies not only had a downside, but also had a huge upside if we apply them properly. And so this book, The Calcium Bomb, is basically about that, and I just want to explain for any of your listeners who have got anything related to heart disease, prostate disease, arthritis, and a whole list of other illnesses that they will see on this website, there has been a new approach that has been published now in clinical trials to heart disease and prostate disease, where especially for people who are very ill, whose other drugs haven't worked, whose surgery hasn't worked, there is now a new approach that has, in preliminary clinical trials, succeeded in reversing the symptoms of these conditions.
And I've read this in major scientific literature. I mean, really, it isn't how much plaque is in your arteries. It's that when the calcium gets into it and starts nanotech growing, which, you know, just like limestone, just like what you see with fossils, it makes them brittle. You just like an old rubber hose in your car blowing. And is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, and a lot of people have heard this by more familiar names, like hardening of the arteries, like bone spurs, kidney stones, all of that white stuff that is seen in x-rays on the edges of bones and tendons.
Or what builds up on your teeth, or what...
Well, the stuff that builds up on your teeth is actually a little different, because that comes from a bacteria, but...
Well, I mean, my dad's a dentist. I understand that the base of it is that, but once it's there...
They're inside the tooth pulp. Yeah. Quite often, dentists will run into these dental stones. It's all the same stuff. It's rock hard and toxic calcium phosphate deposits. And here's been the big mystery to doctors for the last 50 years. Why do these toxic calcium phosphate deposits form in the body, in the organs, in the skin, in all these places, when calcium levels in the blood are perfectly normal. Why would that happen? And so there have been thousands and thousands. There are more than 23,000 papers that are published in the National Library of Medicine that reference this problem of calcification, but they have not been able to identify a culprit, and so, quite often, patients haven't heard of it, even though it goes by all of these individual names in all these individual diseases. And when you put them together, you find that calcification is one of the most pervasive illnesses in America today and has been largely untreatable until one very important thing happened. Scientists who work for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, just not far away from you, actually, at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, have discovered that there is a tiny nano-sized blood particle that does something that no other blood particle has been seen to do before. It calcifies under normal blood condition, and this calcification is exactly the same in chemical composition to the calcification that is found in the plaque in heart disease, at the core of kidney stones, in bone spurs, in bursitis, in tendonitis. So this was a really major breakthrough when they discovered this, and actually the particle was discovered back in 1988, but it took many, many years for them to develop the antibodies to search for it in the human organism and in disease.
Well, it's really simple. It's like when you take your dishes out of the dishwasher and from the water, they've got all that white film built up on them.
Well, that's a little different, actually. That's interesting you should say that, because a lot of doctors have blamed calcification on precipitation of calcium, even though there's been no evidence that precipitation
occurs. Well, my only point is a way to try to illustrate how this stuff builds up.
What it looks like.
No, I mean, I understand you're saying it's growing in the body.
A coral reef.
No, I understand, but it still starts, with the basic nutrients that are already in the environment.
Absolutely correct. And the body has been mysteriously taking those nutrients. And normally, of course, they're used to build healthy bones and teeth. So the question has been, why the heck does this happen when the calcium levels are normal in the wrong places in the body?
So is it almost like an autoimmune thing where...
Good. That's a very good explanation, because...
you've got these little guys going around, they're supposed to be building bones.
And that's what one of the problems is. These calcium phosphate deposits trigger an autoimmune reaction. They trigger acute inflammation. They trigger very big problems with joint movement and pain, and they're also associated with joint destruction. So they are very pervasive, a huge problem, especially as you start to age, but also younger athletes get them as bone spurs or calcified tendonitis and things like that.
Well, doesn't sodium fluoride play into this?
Well, not really, and that's what they found. What they have found is that this thing is actually related, apparently, to this tiny infection. And so that is actually a biological process that's going on. But here's the good news, Alex, and this is what we want to talk about when we're talking about what nanoscale technologies can do for people. When these NASA scientists found this out, they also, when they were examining it, had to get inside it, and the way they got inside it was to strip off the calcium layer and then kill it. And when they did that, they discovered how to treat it. And that treatment has been used by Cleveland Clinic, for example, who just published a paper on it 3 weeks ago.
And what is that treatment?
That treatment is, and it's especially important, and I know we're going to talk about this in view of this FDA scandal over these new drugs that have got all these problems with them. What they did here was they used conventional, well-known chemicals and drugs that have a known safety record, but what they did was they put them together in a new cocktail. And it was that cocktail that Cleveland Clinic used in their clinical trial and that doctors in Tampa, Florida used in the clinical trial in heart disease, and in both cases they were able to reverse the measurable symptoms.
Now, let me ask you a question. Does it target the autoimmune response of these little bone builders, or does it just simply, like putting a fuel injector cleaner in your engine, does it dissolve it?
Actually, that's a great question, because it does both. What it does is, it first of all strips off the calcium phosphate layer.
So I get what you're saying. It's like a cycle. Once these start, it builds on the autoimmune response. So by cleaning it up, that makes the inflammation go away?
You got it exactly, because calcification replicates in the body at a rate of about, it doubles once every 2.5 years. So you can get it when you're a teenager, not notice it. But then when you're 45 or 50, whammo, and that's why we call it the calcium bomb, because it builds and builds and builds until it provokes a crisis.
Just like nanotech, it has an exponential growth. Okay, now, because I want to get to calls, let's get in, you know, to the good things we can do with nanotech, and then I want to get into the bad side of this, and we talked during the break about how the elite does want to control this,
yep,
and the centralized model versus the decentralized model.
And just want to add one thing about this nanobacteria thing, the calcification, is very important. Doctors at Washington Hospital Center have also developed a test that correlates that particle with coronary artery calcification, which means they can find heart disease in people who show no symptoms. And the reason that's important is because half of all heart attacks happen in people who have no symptoms. So here we have new tests, new treatments. People can read about this at our website, and anyone who's got those illnesses should find out about them and get their doctors to find out
about
them.
So they're making now direct links to not even having to go in and do invasive surgery or do a CAT scan. If you've got this little creature in you, then there's a good chance he's already done his damage.
That's right. And the beauty of it now is that they actually have a way to get at it after 50 years of not knowing how to touch it.
All right. Now let's get into just quickly some of the other upsides. I want to get into the downside.
Well, I mean, one of the major upsides that was just announced this week, actually, is that a solar cell has been invented and is being brought to market that is 5 times more efficient than anything that's on the market today, and most importantly, it is cheap. And the way that they have been able to do this is to be able to create a three-dimensional, what's known as a quantum dot, that has been used in quite a lot of nanotechnology. It's really basically it's an artificial atom in some senses, although it's about 10 times or 100 times bigger. But the advantage of it is it's three-dimensional, and they can control a lot of its properties. And what that does in the case of solar energy,
they're able to harness more of the power.
Yeah, because you're not just using a flat surface. You're using a three-dimensional surface that can not only absorb energy from all different angles, that can also transmit it across nanometers to make it much more energy effective as well. So this means a dramatic drop in cost, a dramatic increase in efficiency, and guess what? It's going into the marketplace at the end of 2006, and this really, if it is allowed to happen, will provide a mechanism to help us get rid of oil.
Yeah, I saw reports of that, and because the communist Chinese military is going to implement, our army is going to implement, right?
Well, this is the irony of the whole thing, because, you know, you have been so good at explaining how the elites often try and control these technologies, and the ironic thing here is that all the militaries in the world are rushing against each other to get this technology going, and in so doing have propelled the research on solar energy to the point where commercial groups, non-military groups, have commercialized it and are able to use it.
And this is what Eisenhower talked about. The danger of the military-industrial complex is that 90% of the funding is DARPA or government-controlled, and then that stops some innovation or monopolizes it. But this is kind of the backfire or reverse of that. They're now driving a clean energy revolution.
Yeah, Alex, you've got it. And, you know, in all the doom and gloom about this, and there is a lot of cause to have doom and gloom about it, this is a bright, shining light, because if it goes ahead, we could dramatically affect the whole globalized politics right now.
Right now, a solar car really won't go over 30 miles an hour, but if this is 5 times more powerful, it can be smaller receptors, and your car's doing 120.
Well, the big thing
is, and I'm buying one.
Yeah, and the big thing is that it can be combined with miniaturized fuel cells that then store the energy from this solar paint. And by the way, that's the other advantage of this.
Of nanotech, yeah.
It can actually be, some of it can be painted on to surfaces, so you're no longer stuck with these big clunky solar panels that everybody has right now, but instead can put it on flexible surfaces, and when you put that together with fuel cell storage, you have got yourself a new energy paradigm.
But it'll probably never come to market because the globalists are going to nuke a city in Europe or the U.S. and have total martial law.
Well, you know, it's going to be a tight race. It's going to be a tight race because naturally, of course, because the existing energy paradigm is centralized and there is a lot of interest in maintaining that centralization, you are seeing exactly that struggle happening right now. And it's going to be really interesting because here you've got these Silicon Valley companies that are working on this commercially.
Yeah, they're dying. The old order, it really is dying, which they call the New World Order. It's totally threatened by all this, but they're panicking.
Yeah, they're panicking. And it's going to be an interesting situation also because the other thing that we're seeing is this nanotechnology is forcing the collapse and overload of the patent regime, and that's something that we can talk about after the break, because they're being overloaded with all these inventions that are being propelled by this accelerating technology.
They've got to have world tyranny or they lose their monopoly of control.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting race.
It is. It's a race. A race. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We don't need more taxes. We don't need more regulation. Most of it's corporate welfare. It's always about control. But this is why they're really racing to put in the satellite tracking and the transponders in California, Oregon, Washington, Texas, New York. Because, you know, they say, oh, because we're not getting enough money from fuel taxes. They're actually getting more than ever. We've actually, instead of using 15 million barrels a day like we were 5 years ago, it's 20-something million barrels a day. They're making more money than ever. But if this revolution is successful, if all this is able to happen, just one aspect of nanotech, it's over for them. And so they've got to start taxing some other way to get control. The problem is the taxes they're talking about are roughly eight times what current taxes are, and they sell it as a tax cut. A two-year-old can do the math. But they're very threatened by this. They want control. Continuing with our guest, of course, researcher and award-winning journalist and broadcast executive and managed major scientific operations, expert on nanotech, Douglas Mulhall. Douglas, continuing now, talking about the negatives of nanotech.
Yeah, and I just also want to give an example of how some of these established powers are trying to keep this stuff hemmed in, and it has to do with the FDA hearings that are going on right now about the conflict of interest in approving only the most expensive drugs that they can, make the most money off of. Well, the flip side of that, and it's come out in the Los Angeles Times recently, is that they are ignoring the affordable treatments that are coming out for people in favor of approving all of these other more expensive ones. And that is exactly what has happened with this new approach to calcification. You know, the scientists, imagine, working at Cleveland Clinic and Mayo Clinic and NASA and all of these groups, do you think that they can get these government regulatory agencies and research supporting agencies to have a serious look at broadening this treatment?
Well, they do that. Listen, they do that across the board, and then all the real cures are cataloged and given to the elite clinics that serve the royalty and the top elite.
Yeah, and exactly. And in this case, this treatment
there. That goes back, Douglas, to this two-tier system. We already have a two-tier system where we get the expensive junk and they get all the real stuff. Go ahead.
Well, and, in this particular case, the treatment is out there. Right now, it's a safe combination of generic drugs that, people can't make a big profit off of, and it works according to these clinical trials. But do you think that the NIH is funding any further research to see how well it'll work against other diseases?
Well, we've also got a public that's lazy and doesn't really care about their health, so they're not going to research this stuff. They're just going to believe whatever the ad on television tells them.
Yeah, well, with what you see on the evening news, with what drug to tell your doctor to give you next, it's not surprising.
Well, yeah, about half their advertisement is that. But some of the futuristic, we're talking, how long until this totally shatters the current economic paradigm of nanotech? 10 to 30 years?
Well, Alex, it's very interesting you should say that, because there have been a number of nanotechnologists who I have a lot of respect for. Eric Drexler being one of them. But also there's a number of associations in the United States that are working on this, the Foresight Institute and the Center for Responsible Nanotechnology and the Foundation for Accelerating Change. They have all taken shots at estimating, and here are the numbers that they're looking at. They're saying that maximum 30 years, when we're really going to see a type of change in society that is just impossible to predict or control. That's the outside. Some of them go to 35, 40 years, and others are going to 10 or 15 years. So basically,
yeah, but looking at the exponential curve of this, we're talking 5 years.
I don't think it's going to happen that fast. But I can definitely.
Yeah, but they told us the B-2 bomber was new in 87 and had been around for a decade.
Yeah, and, if you look, for example, at the solar cells that we were talking about, imagine if those things took off, and imagine the changes that those things would bring about. So,
well, that's a total
possible.
Global, that's a global shift right there.
Absolutely. So in some ways, the primitive nanotechnology that we're using now could start to have major effects in the next few years if it's allowed to go ahead.
Yeah, and what's this going to do to all the engineering systems that like the engineered obsolescence? We'll be right back. Third hour. Stay with us.